I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidgewoman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Yes. Tonight,
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Well, the Bears are off for the bye week. They'll take on the Packers a week from Sunday. This morning, James Big Cat Williams told Mully and Handley this season has been a pleasant surprise.
I think it's better than we expected. I don't think coming into this season, you know, when I first looked at the schedule and, you know, thought about the team, I thought about them going into the bye week with no wins. You know, I thought it was a possibility. But to see the way the defense has come out and played and been able to carry the offense for this first part of the season, you know, everything looks up.
So the Bears won't be playing on Sunday, but one guy who will be playing is Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott. He was granted an administrative stay by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. His case will be heard by a panel of federal judges on the merits next week. Bulls are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. 6 p.m. tip there. Meanwhile, the NBA announced today the draft lottery is coming to Chicago on May 15th. Blackhawks are in Minnesota tomorrow night. Passes for Cubs convention went on sale today. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time. Shop online at rosengenesis.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Love you, brother.
That was really fun.
Thank you to Len Casper, who just stopped by impromptu-like. Thank you to Michael Rappaport, who joined us at the top of the hour. Vincent Goodwill talked Bulls with us. Rich Campbell did some Bears. And our Hub Arkish was on the show as well. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Shane Reardon. Great job, guys. Mike Chen helped out. And Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gersh of the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Joe Ostrowski and Julie DeCaro had our updates. Thank you to Joe and Julie.
Bernstein and Goff are here. What's up, gentlemen?
I love the fact that you actively tried to get an uncomfortable transition into Michael Rappaport picking games. Yeah. Just because it didn't work. It had happened.
Yeah. It had happened a couple times.
I was actually thinking of something. And it's only because, and Speaks, you lived in L.A. and you probably have friends who are actors and writers and in the business. It has been, amid the sexual assault scandal.
Yeah,
that is,
we thought about going down that road with him and chose against it.
That is consuming Hollywood. The number of stories, and I know actor Terry Crews was courageous enough to tell his story, but what's really simmering under this is from people I've talked to who've been there for 20 years, the number of men who have been pawed at, manhandled by both men and women. The amount of it, it's not really being talked about quite as much because I know a lot of women have been emboldened, but I was shocked. I was talking to one person who was giving me the names of the next seven people who are going to go down. And they're high-powered actors and people, studio executives and directors. It's crazy what's been happening there.
And yeah, it's disgusting. It's also, I think, the tip of the iceberg of where we're going. Like, you're talking about seven more high-profile people, but also it'll get to kids. Like, I think the Kevin Spacey with the child actor and all of that.
You heard that that's part of it.
Him defaulting to, I'm gay.
Right.
Well, no.
House of Cards is donezo. You heard that?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, yeah. They went through, we're going to keep producing it, but then we'll stop. Now we're kind of, we can't.
And then, and it's good that the light's being shined on it, but
good. Very good.
It's very good. There's also this part of it, too, where there's the hypocrisy of Hollywood uses the Emmys and the Academy Awards to do all of this judging of the political structure that we have in this country. And then they're going to be like, well, look at you.
Yeah. Yep.
How are you going to preach to us about morals?
There's no high ground.
They're right.
No, and of course they're right. And then it's not going to just be Hollywood. It'll come to sports. It'll go to finance.
It is. It's there. It's every. It's
when the Jerry Sandusky story broke,
Silicon Valley,
and we were talking about it on this station a lot. And the first thing I thought, and I said it on the air, and I didn't say it too many times after that, and then I kept, you know, I jump in and talk to you guys about it, but if you believe that Jerry Sandusky was the only person with all that power that was, you know, there was like little reverberations about, you know, child sex rings and all that other stuff. Yeah, go ahead and believe that all that political power in that state that was covering up for Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky, you go ahead and believe if you think he was a lone wolf in that situation.
Not just covering up, actively making money off the tax breaks that were afforded
on
by the second
true
mile.
Detective stuff, man. Like, I listen, they're like in the 80s, there were talks of, you know, rampant pedophilia and all these things in Hollywood, and people were like, nah, come on, you know, this is an isolated case, Roman Polanski, this, that, and the other. And then we get to, what, 37, 35 years later, and you're hearing these kinds of scandals. Come on.
And now it's like, Congress and Wall Street, and like you say, Silicon Valley, and any place there's power.
Right, it's power. Because that's what you're talking about. It goes beyond gender, necessarily.
It's
power.
It's mostly men. There's no question.
Of course.
It's almost
mostly,
always men and
men
power.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it is a power issue and the lack of consequence for the powerful. And it's
dudes from 04 who may have made a pass at a lady who are having to now apologize and not remember doing it. Like, there's a lot of things.
Just you see the Brett Ratner thing that came out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Brett Ratner thing in the LA Times?
Natasha Henstridge?
Natasha Henstridge and Olivia Munn. And Ratner said that he was buddies with Robert Evans, James Toback, who's been accused now by 300 different women, and Roman Polanski. So the four of them were among his closest friends, he had said in a January interview with Variety. What the hell is that about?
Dig around some of these sports ownership groups and see what comes out. Like, people thought, like, Donald Sterling wasn't a one-off. Like you think he didn't misspeak either in saying that, I don't care if you have sex with him as long as you just don't take pictures with him. Like, there's some odd things happening with a lot of money and a lot of these in the world that we talk about quite often.
Well, and what's crazy too, like, just from a journalism standpoint, getting this stuff into print is so difficult because you got to get people to go on the record with it.
Who may not be ready to come forward.
And you have to have your lawyers okay the publication of it to make sure you're insulated against the blowback that comes. I mean,
there's a lot of money involved.
Yeah. But again, that's a manifestation of the money, read power, with ability to cow people into not saying anything, preserving their careers, not bucking the system, not costing their companies money.
There's a lot of people who are quiet these days who won't make a peep. You know what? I don't feel like shooting that movie that we were scheduled to shoot in 2018. I'm just going to lay low for a little bit. There's going to be a lot of that going on.
But there's, you know, this saying, like, you know, stir up a hornet's nest, no telling who's going to get stung. People now, they're being empowered because there's comfort in the masses of coming out. So you get people on the record making these accusations, it's actually about to become much easier to get it into print than it ever has been.
Yeah, Rosie Perez was on Dee Zavero talking about her situation and how she was sexually assaulted, and she had a friend.
Annabella Sciorra.
Annabella Sciorra, yep. who she was like, go ahead, I mean, I'm with you.
It took her decades.
If you don't think anybody's with you, I'm with you. And then she talked about the stages of the vulnerability, the feeling like you let this happen to you, then the guilt, to anger, then to joy, and then back to anger. And now she says, you know, she lives with it every day, but she also is empowered by taking back that moment from the person who harmed her.
Do you remember when we did this? It was minor league hockey or junior hockey.
Oh, right.
Where Sheldon Anderson.
And
it was Theo Fleury, Sheldon Anderson, a guy saying, look, and again, there were people within hockey saying, these kids and their billet families who are being sent away are being preyed on in large numbers. Again, why? They're powerless.
Right.
They're trying to achieve something. They need this system, this entrenched system, to help them get where they want to go. And the people in power are abusing them.
You know what? I can't stop thinking about when the sexual harassment stuff is that Tippi Hedren came out with a statement
about Hitchcock.
Tippi Hedren is a beautiful blonde actress and model, was in a few Hitchcock movies, The Birds most famously, and disappeared from Hollywood. And it was essentially because Hitchcock was pressuring her to have a relationship, and she said no, and he said, I'll ruin your career. And she said in this statement, she said to him, do what you need to do. And she lost her entire freaking career.
They're talking about a lost generation of actors just because of Weinstein and probably others, but specifically Miramax and specifically Weinstein. Any number of incredibly talented, ambitious artists
just didn't get a shot.
Who essentially ceased to exist because they wouldn't service him.
I mean, I loved Hitchcock, you know, but there were like rumors about he's got weird predilections. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, he's an odd guy of a different time.
He's ruining people's careers.
Yeah, that's why when you hear tape on a bus where things are talked about being grabbed and all those things, maybe it was a lot more common than we thought. But maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you need that qualifier.
So anyway, that's what I was thinking when you were talking to Michael Rappaport. If you wanted someplace dark.
I didn't expect him to go that far.
Well, no, so let me ask you, make some football picks. Birdie, go ahead and make some picks. What do you think?
Oh, don't do this.
Throw them at me. I'll make wrong picks like anybody else. I can do random choices of games. Yeah. I'd be wrong.
Celebrities are 15-9 against the spread. Spiegel 6-17-1.
Yeah, I'm not good.
It's all random. That's the point of the spread.
That's the point of the spread of the segment.
Jason, what's up, buddy? I watched, I think, 5 times Damian Lillard dribbling the ball down to the end of the clock.
Knowing what he was going to do.
Brandon Ingram's what, 6'9 with a 7-foot wingspan? And he puts up a 25-footer at the buzzer. Just
30,
okay.
Wasn't it?
Dame time. Dame time. He's been doing that, though.
There's so many guys who can do that.
Talking yesterday about, and I took the blame for this. For whatever reason, Kemba Walker has not really been on my radar. And when you watch that dude, he's right there with everybody.
He did it on the national stage for everybody to see in the
UConn.
Final Four.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dame is
as a 9 seed.
Dame is the perfect blend of humility and control rage. that like you want out of your superstar. Like some people don't want a flashy dude. Dame is that guy.
I'll take Russ.
He is. Well, I mean, but I mean, yeah, Russell Westbrook's the MVP though. Yeah. But Dame Lillard is he like that's one of those dudes that like 15 years from now, I'd be like, yo, remember Dame Lillard's career? Like the way we talk about Glenn Rice and Mitch Richmond, some of these dudes who didn't get all the pub and didn't make all the
fat leaguer
guy I use for just to talk about how good the point guard position is in the NBA.
He can't make an all-star team.
Right. He's
can't
not crack he's one. Not top
and he's
five.
Not going to make one. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to make one.
He's so damn good.
He's like, terrific.
He's unbelievable. He's,
and he cares about the game. Like he puts everything into his game. And, you know, when LaMarcus Aldridge was you know, soft shoeing it, messing around, acting like he didn't want to be in Portland. Dame was like, "All right, see you later, champ. We'll figure this out.
Let's do it."
Yeah.
And he was LaMarcus was trying to do some old school big man stuff last night.
Well,
well,
he told Greg Popovich in the offseason that if you want me to be involved, I need the ball. You know, I need you to go through me if I don't have to shoot it every possession, but I can't go up and down the court without touching the ball. And he's been inspired. They ran some interesting stuff without Kawhi. They were running Kyle Anderson and pick and roll and all those good things. I watched
a lot of diagonal cross screening too.
I watched both those games, and I watched the Thursday night football game last night. So I was just sitting back letting sports beat me over the head. I don't get too many of those nights where I can just let it ride, but I went in the other room. I told the lady, hey, let me know when you want me to be out here changing diapers or whatever, but I'll be in here. So it was like an old school sports night for me where it wasn't any local responsibilities, and you can just let the games happen for you.
We didn't talk to you about it yesterday.
What's that?
Markkanen's offensive versatility.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show yesterday.
We talked about it on our show, talking about four of us.
Yeah.
Legitimately surprising that it's not just the at-the-rim stuff and the three-point shot, right?
I think he's going to pick and fade, dude. He can put the ball on the floor for as big as he is.
He had a floater. Runner. Yeah, the floater. I don't know if that changes your ceiling or what you thought he could be.
No, I think he can be a really good player. I'm not putting him on bumps. That I joked around with the Michael Doliak comp. I was messing around,
still resonates though.
For who?
But you dragging Michael Doliak's name. That's
the
still
NBA champion
around.
You're talking about there.
That's a relitigating the career game for a 20-year-old
nice,
man.
He's really really good.
And they're identifying mismatches with, or at least they did in that game. I don't know who's smart enough to do it. Is it Fred? Was it Dunn a little bit?
That's the thing. Doing it without any real guard play also.
What is this for?
Yeah, what is that for?
Oh, it's just Shane being weird.
Yeah, he's just like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's Shane trying to use the music, and we appreciate that. Oh. I don't,
Michael Doliak
every once
maybe.
In a while, you know, swing and a miss. Every yeah.
I do it all day. I do it 4 hours a day.
Hey, don't worry. 1-6.
Can I end this segment with a horse whinny again? Can I do that?
Wait, what?
Yeah,
wait, what?
Remember I ended with a horse whinny the other
day. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
What are you doing?
None of us had anything for him.
Hey, Speaks, do it right now. All right, guys. What do you got today? It'll be the new Kutch. We got Olin Krutz. We got Joe Mother Effin Cowley. It says on my sheet. 3 o'clock in
literally
other news.
Says that.
Brian Billick at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to Sekou Smith at 4:45 or so. And then we'll do It's On at 5:30. Some other things jumping in and out of the show.
Giving away another pair of tickets to the Terry Bores book signing day.
I read it last night.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly in his voice, which I know is maybe like a weird compliment to give, because what other voice would you write it in? Mm-hmm. But if there was an audiobook for it, and I have no idea if there is, like, you don't even need it. I heard his voice as I was reading
it. But if there's an audiobook
in the mail area today,
it only works as an audiobook for some reason if it's read by Sir Ian McKellen. Reading Terry's words as they are. It works for
me. I think Murph should read it.
Didn't Murph write a book?
It's all chapters about me. I don't know. Did he?
I think he did.
You wrote a book, didn't you?
I think of him at that. It's just, who's going to be the next guy to snap off 650 pages? Burnsy?
Not motivated to do that quite yet.
Well, not yet, but do you think you'll ever do it?
You might be next.
I don't think it would be a memoir.
What would it be?
I don't know.
Novel?
I don't know.
Science fiction?
I don't know.
Travel guide.
I'm just going to go.
something odd.
Late night dinner.
Right.
Cookbook.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Cookbook.
It's a cookbook.
All right, guys. Enjoy your weekend, man.
You as well. Have a good show. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. When Tony La Russa stepped down last month after running the Arizona Diamondbacks for 4 years, he said he wasn't retiring. As usual, he wasn't kidding. La Russa never kids. Yesterday, the Boston Red Sox announced that La Russa, who is 73, has been hired as a team vice president, reporting directly to President Dave Dombrowski. No wonder the Red Sox don't have anyone with the title of general manager. With that kind of front office firepower, who needs a general manager? La Russa managed in the major leagues for 33 years, taking the White Sox, Athletics, and Cardinals to postseason while winning 3 World Series, 1 in Oakland, 2 in St. Louis. La Russa is already in the Hall of Fame, so he has nothing left to prove in baseball. During his 4 years in Arizona, the Diamondbacks often struggled, but they went 93-69 this past season and won the wild card game before losing to the Dodgers. That will be quite a brain trust inside Fenway Park. I'm John Feinstein.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1919, the Baseball League presidents called for the abolishment of the spitball. The first American NHL franchise, the Boston Bruins, were founded. This week in 1924, that same week, California legalized professional boxing. Chuck Cooper of the Celtics became the first black player in the NBA. This week in 1950. This week in 1954, the first use of a 24-second shot clock in professional basketball. The AFL was announced with 8 teams. This week in 1959.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Yeah. Nation.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
Para Eloy Jimenez, el monstruo, el pequeño monstruo de los siguientes.
Behind the all-around play of Wessel Rusbrook.
Have you ever gotten a pedicure?
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
And say yes. Actually.
Really?
Yep, on vacation. My wife talks me into it occasionally. Okay. I've probably had four in my life.
Okay.
But I go to keep her company. Actually, my feet are very ticklish.
Yeah. Okay.
This is my day.
Todd in Fairfield. What's up, Todd? Go ahead.
Would you agree that Aaron Judge is on track to have a better career than Mantle?
Not unless you're an idiot, would you think that?
But
Mickey Mantle won the Triple Crown that year. Maybe you didn't realize that.
How did he win the Triple Crown if he's not a horse?
I mean.
This is my day.
Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Do this, let's. Friday happy.
What's up, man?
It's all good.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
My guys on the other side of the glass.
Celebration.
Yo! Yeah, we're out here ready to rock. It's a Friday, and it's your day. It's my day.
And we're broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios.
That too?
Come see how better drives us. Olin Krutz at 2, Joe MF and Cowley at 2:40, In other news at 3, Brian Billick at 4, it's on at 5:30. And when you hear the odd Terry sound drop, not the promo, but the one-off little sound drop,
mm-hmm.
you have to be caller number 6 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. And then you'll win a pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff show featuring Terry as we kick off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on November 15th. 312-644-6767. That is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. There is both texting and sexting, whichever you want to do, depending on how festive a mood you may be in. Mm-hmm. It's at 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein _ Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show as well. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook. Jason's logging in there by yes. liking the 670 The Score page. There's also our website, BernsteinGoffShow.com, for podcasts and things like that. And importantly, you can watch us. We mm-hmm. are visible to you on Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com, our video feed that's brought to you by American Needle and directed by Brian Gertsch.
He's a terrific player, but he's one of those guys. He makes me nervous. I don't like people who don't get mad, Ernie. I don't trust people. Like vegetarians, that's not a thing. Everybody likes meat. But I don't like people. It's not a thing, Ernie. Just because they say it doesn't make it true. So LaMarcus, to me, has to be aggressive.
You don't think there are actually vegetarians?
There's no such thing as a vegetarian. Nobody doesn't like meat, Ernie.
Okay.
It's not a thing. Nobody doesn't like meat. Stop it.
Doesn't like meat.
I'm kind of with him, just by personal experience here, because you know that I am married to a vegetarian.
What is that?
She is a vegetarian with the exception of bacon.
I've never heard of that before.
She didn't know that it was a thing either.
It's not a thing.
She was at a wedding, and she mentioned that I'm a vegetarian except for bacon. Beth, and the person said to her, "Oh, a vegetarian." No, and she said, "There's a term for it."
No, there isn't.
And she said, "Yeah, it's
lied to you guys.
It's simply because it's bacon's too damn good."
I love Beth. No such thing as a vegetarian. Let's cut it. Let's cut the bleep. All
apparently,
right?
There is such thing as a vegetarian.
No, there isn't. Just because you make a word up doesn't make.
She
it a
didn't
thing.
Make it up. Somebody else told her it was a thing, and she believed them. So I believe it.
So let me
support
tell you
my lovely wife.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You are just
a united front partnership.
Yuck. All right. Introduce the rest of the people.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
The Jets called the timeout, and if they did point it out, they just crossed themselves an extra 4 yards.
No, you're
that
you're
could
good.
Be big.
Yeah. Change the game third, right here, Jim. Oh, my gosh. The
third
4
and 11.
Yards.
Third and 11.
You know, he's growing on me.
He's good.
He's growing on me.
He's good. He really is.
And I'm okay with him.
He's starting to mix in the technical stuff without beating you over the head with it.
Yes.
And it hasn't taken him very. He's a quick
and
study.
He's enough of a goof to have fun with.
Yes. And he doesn't take the game too seriously either.
No, he doesn't. He's always smiling. Like his career. He's playing TV the way he played the game. Always out there having a good time. You know, some tough moments happen. By the way, well, we'll get through the propers first. My bad.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
And they're going to take this right to the fourth quarter as they should. Let that clock tick.
Did you say fourth quarter with the Jets leading?
The Jets are leading for the fourth game.
They're having fun.
Yeah, they are. Let's hit an update, and then we'll try to have fun for the next 4.5 hours.
I don't know.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:31 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, guys. I know some vegetarians.
No, you
do?
I do,
Julie,
yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Julie, no, you don't.
I'm saying that's what
you
they...
You know, people who eat meat, and the meat that they eat is bacon.
That's, I'm saying that's like, what they call themselves.
Oh, God.
They're self-identifying vegetarians.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears are off this week for the bye week. They'll take on the Packers a week from Sunday. Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott will play this weekend. He was granted an administrative stay by federal court. His case will be heard on the merits next week. Bulls are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. 6 o'clock tip in that one. Blackhawks are in Minnesota tomorrow. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Rogers and Hollins, Soldier Field, Navy Pier, and Rogers and Hollins Jewelers. What's the connection? They're all part of Chicago's rich heritage where the magic happens and memories are made. Start your own story this Christmas and forever make a memory of the gift of fine jewelry from Rogers and Hollins. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Amazon. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Apply to be a part-time associate in Crest Hill at Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I actually should amend my earlier statement and my disclosure forms as a foreign lobbyist as well, that I guess technically my wife is either a Baco-pescatarian or a Pesca-bacatarian because she will also have a piece of fish every once in a while. But that's not why you're called.
It is now. Oh. So many labels.
Hey, everybody's got to be something, you know?
Do they?
I guess so. And if, you know why Tony Romo works, by the way?
Why?
Is that he knows football and tells you about football without being coachy, without being, like, saying the word football all the time. I guess without being... He
knows football and it's in passing.
But he doesn't. It's a little play on words there. I like what you did.
Oh, damn, I didn't even try.
That's elegant.
I apologize. No, it wasn't.
Well, it may have been unintentionally right. elegant, but it doesn't take away the elegance.
It's like, oh, by the way, that was a Z cross X shallow such and such.
Right. So we call that the six technique.
How about this dip?
You know? He was, and it's just, he doesn't try to butch up with footballiness.
I got
right?
you. Prove it.
He's not right,
proving it with every sentence.
Right, he doesn't have to come off as football tough, you know?
Well, there's a lot of guys who feel they won't be accepted unless they do that. And
he doesn't have to.
It's usually the guys that veer from the norm that are usually the ones that stand out. I think these last couple of games I've heard him. I mean, he's been the reason why the game was entertaining sometimes, too. Like, last night was a decent football game, even though you didn't want to watch either quarterback really play football.
It's not like they're Andy Dalton or anything, right?
I don't want to start that again. Did you see that injury? And shout out to being young. The rookie wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, Zay Jones, East Carolina product, all-time receptions leader, I believe, in NCAA history. He hyperextended his knee to the point where I was sure this man tore everything in his knee. Like, I am not exaggerating this at all. Dan, when they showed the replay, his knee, he got so far out, he got jammed and then tried to get back up to speed very quickly. And he put that right foot out and it just went the other way on him. It collapsed on him. And I'm like, oh, he is done. We will see you in week 10 of next year. They go to half. They come out. And Zay Jones is running routes with no knee brace on. And I'm sitting there like, damn, you youngin'. Like, I don't want
people
him to be hurt.
People are made of different stuff. Damn, people are more elastic than other people.
It wasn't as gruesome as Zach Miller's, but if Zach Miller's was a 10, his looked like a 6 or a 7. Like, it looked like everything was done. And Tracy, like, even Tony Romo was like, yeah, that's no good. They went to break immediately with the weird music.
The
you know?
Quiet. Yeah.
You know? And then Tracy Wolfson's like, yeah, we'll find out what. And then they talk to McDermott, and he goes, yeah, we'll find out after half. He says what every coach has to say, like, not ruling him out because they don't know yet. And then he's out there running routes as soon as they come out of halftime.
And he's 2 inches taller, oddly enough. Nobody can figure out
he's a different dude. I was like, oh, my God. Like, anytime I see, like, a high school basketball player in a pickup game, I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. He can run for days. Or you see
that's
these,
when I stopped playing basketball. Yeah, when
young these Thundercats start showing up to the gym.
Like, I can't do
you're,
that.
You're falling from the sky. Yeah. I just wanted to put up a couple of shots.
Yeah, my legs hurt.
But, Dan, I'm getting up there in age, and I feel like it. Next week I'll be.
Yeah, but you play a good old man game. You were showing me your video.
I do. I'm Draymond Green with no athleticism and at least 5 more turnovers.
No, but
a
you
game.
Moved well. You were away, yeah, cut around.
I'm not about to be battling in the paint with anybody. Oh, I try to every once in a while, but man,
very fundamentally sound. I have to say,
that was one of those moments where you're like, oh, youth. Youth just washing over your body. If that's Zay Jones 12 years from now, he would have been in 75 pieces along the MetLife Stadium turf.
Like, young man's game.
Man, it was. I don't know if I'm the only one that saw that last night, but after all the sports I took away from last night, that was the moment where I'm like, you know what? That might have been the most astounding thing that I've seen in a while. I knew this guy's knee. Like, we've become so used to seeing torn knees and, oh, that's a knee. Oh, yeah, we know he's done. Whether it be D. Rose or any other football player that we've seen. Like, oh, yeah, nobody touched him, non-contact. Yeah, he's finished. This kid crumbled and then comes out after halftime like nothing happened. You know, God bless people who play football because I don't know if it's a adrenaline has nothing to do with your tendons, though, right?
No, I mean, adrenaline can't keep an injury actually occurring. It can get you through pain in an emergency.
So he's probably swollen pretty good today if it got hyperextended.
Or not. Or he's fine. Yeah. He's back on a treadmill or lifting.
Who's
or
the most durable athlete you covered?
Oh, that's a terrific question. That's a really good question.
Outside of his broken foot, and you weren't there for that, but outside of his broken foot, Mike didn't really get hurt.
He had the infected athlete's foot. Remember that. He had cracked skin due to athlete's foot, and it got all infected, and they had to cut a hole in his shoe.
All right, Dan. All right.
Most durable. But, like, basketball players aren't the same as football players.
Right, of course.
The guys that are...
Pat Mantley. 16 years.
Again.
16 damn years,
football
Dan.
Football players aren't the same as some football players.
16 years, Dan. All right?
Yes.
He's running down the same field 8 to 10 times a game that everybody else was.
I always told him to stop.
What do you mean told him to stop?
Anytime he made a tackle, I'm like, what are you doing?
He's out there helping his team.
Stop doing that.
You know? Right. You know, if he doesn't do it, then they'll find a long snapper who would.
Olin Kreutz was a snapper in his own right, and he is going to be joining us at the top of the hour to talk about the bye week and talk NFL. You can ask him about the difference between young and old and injuries and all that. Pretty durable guy himself, Olin, for the most part. You got WSCR, the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
Joe Buck wrote the article about the pinnacle of his career, calling the Cubs getting there.
The history of the Cubs, which, again, I'll go to my grave saying that's as good as it gets.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's an Ad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars.
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday. Only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News. Real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
USWaterproofing.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So, in the case that you don't want to follow, Ezekiel Elliott can play now.
My brain is shut off.
No.
It's like with
the resident
game.
Lawyer.
This is beyond.
Come on, break it down for
standing.
Me. Pretend I'm a 5-year old. Let me know what the hell is going on here, Mr. Bernstein.
Well, I think what's happening is that it's a lot of what will ultimately
be. They're just picking judges like, hey, will you let him play? All right, we're going to do it over here, y'all.
That happens. There is court shopping, judge shopping that goes on where you try to have things appealed to places with historically friendly histories toward either labor or management. There's no question.
If you were a betting man, do you think that he serves a game of this at all? Like, at what point can you cut the bleep?
The only reason I do is because they collectively bargained this. They agreed to it.
But if they, I mean, Jerry Jones is...
The players agreed to it.
I understand, Dan. But if understanding that they agreed to it, he is not agreeing to serve the suspension. They're finding people that will allow him to play.
But you can drag it out as long as you can.
He's going to get an injunction for the next 3 years of his career?
I don't know. But
at what point do you drop it if you're in the NFL?
It depends how much it's costing you, I guess. Right. How much heat loss it is for paying all the lawyers. I don't know.
Or what kind of look it is for your league.
Or precedent. I mean, that's really important, too, if then the union says, well, wait a second, these laws don't apply to us, these rules that we collectively bargained don't apply to us anymore, then we can do this, we can do this, we can do this, and you don't know what it opens up. So the answer is, I don't know. What I do know is that in the other case that we've been following, the depositions are going to begin. The discovery phase is upon us, as according to Jason LaConfora, the NFL's legal team has received requests for depositions and electronic information in the Kaepernick collusion grievance.
Call logs.
The quarterback's lawyers are seeking to interview several owners and pursuing email and text messages from numerous teams and the league office.
It's about to get real.
Bob McNair is on the list, Niners owner Jed York, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, and per the collective bargaining agreement, collusion must be shown to have taken place between a team and the league office or between multiple teams. It could include agents influencing teams to ignore certain players for various reasons. So they've requested emails and texts from specific teams. And Roger Goodell has also received that request. And per that, a search would be made for pertinent items. For example, Kaepernick, workout, Trump, Jeff Nally, who's Kaepernick's agent. And all relevant strings of information would become part of the evidence in the case. The paperwork was sent out within the past week.
This is going to be easy, too, because smartphones are so ridiculous now. You just hit that little magnifying glass, type in those keywords, and you get everything you need in a matter of 5 minutes. You screenshot things, send it to yourself, and keep it moving. Like, this is... You should have just threw him on someone's bench.
Well, T.J. Yates was the most recent position for him, right?
For all the people who... He's changed nothing. This is a billion-dollar corporation. A billion-dollar entity that is shaking right now. That everybody is looking at. For all the people that don't think he's changed anything, you're not watching. You are not watching what the hell's going on with the NFL right now.
When you were talking about the most durable athlete and the 815 says Walter Payton, end of conversation. I didn't cover Walter Payton.
That's why I asked the question.
I wasn't right. And one thing we learned about his durability and the aftermath and what the price he paid for the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and the handfuls of pills that ravaged him or contributed
back in
to
the
that.
Low-tech days of the NFL.
Yep. But yeah. that was long needles and lots of the kind of non-steroidals, the old NSAIDs that...
Sacrifices that you would not ask a player or anyone to make today. And just think, the NFL is still forcing opiates on guys. But
it's one of the reasons that Toradol isn't de rigueur anymore, because Toradol is another thing that I believe is metabolized through, I think it's the liver. It's either liver or kidneys, but that is also a very powerful... and said that it is bad for the organs in your body that act as filters.
Yeah, I've had two Toradol shots in the last year because of my back. And man, when I tell you...
You're like, bulletproof?
Bro, like, it wasn't a high feeling, but it was like I could not feel the pain that was debilitating for the hours beforehand. I couldn't feel it after a while. And then when it wears off and it's time for you to start taking something else, then you know, oh, like, okay, that was pretty powerful stuff that they just injected into my buttocks. It was the same guy, too. He was like, oh, you're back, huh? I'm like, yeah.
Dr. Feelgood for you, man. Like, keep his name. The guy that took care of Kennedy.
I had the flu or something, and I went to go get some medicine or something like that. He goes, it's not your back this time, is it? I'm like, nope. But I go, I'll be in here, bent over if you need me. You can go ahead and give me a shot again if you'd like. But yeah, it's a powerful drug, man. I cannot fathom or imagine what the hell NFL, like, we hear it and they talk to us about it and we interview them and we read all the stories.
What it actually feels like.
Dude, I'm watching that game last night. You see guy, by the way, I watched my guy, Jamal Adams, out there just being a missile. I didn't know they drafted in the second round. They drafted a safety too, Marcus May out of Florida. And both those kids are playing really good. They're starting two rookie safeties in the NFL and winning games with them. But just watching those dudes just fly around and crash into each other time and time and time again. I mean, the sport filters out the I won't say the weak, but the people who can't live up to those physical demands. I don't care how many times Tom Thayer or Pat Manley or Spice Adams or Lance Briggs describes to you what they went through week in and week out and what they go through post-NFL career.
Yeah, Bowen has talked about it. I mean, some of the stuff that Bowen says off the air, too. I mean, he's told some unbelievable stories.
Dude, like what you're doing to your body on a weekly basis, only to let it rest for a few months if you're lucky enough to not have a surgery and then do that year in and year out. I understand the money is great and everybody wants to act like the money is, you know, is the thing that should have them shutting up and getting in line. But man, like you take a couple of painkillers, you go on a painkiller cycle for 2 weeks and you're like, man, I can't move what's in my stomach the way I want to. I got the chills. These dudes are doing this professionally for years.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington stores your coat headquarters for your family. Hurry in and save on anoraks, faux leather, quilted, bombers, plus boots, scarves, hats, and gloves, too. Burlington, style for everyone. Olin Krutz with football information at the top of the hour on The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At 670 The Score.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has...
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's...
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has...
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like...
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus... when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
CBS Sunday. To find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd. Sunday, only CBS.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gail King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. In a matter of moments, we'll talk to Olin Krutz about the bye week and about some other things around the NFL as well. We won't just dismiss the Bears or forget about the Bears, but we'll chop it up with him about some other things. And Joe Cowley will join us in the next hour as well. We'll check in on the Bulls.
We've got a ton of NBA stuff to do, too. There was a look at what is already clearly going to go down as one of the great rookie classes. There are so many terrific rookies in this year's class, and I don't know what it says about the quality of the game or the quality of preparation of some of these guys outside of the NBA.
Or when kids were born. You know, yep. I mean, like sometimes you get a good crop, you know, and sometimes you get, you know, like you get the Anthony Bennett draft every once in a while where you've got five guys who all could go number one. Exactly. Right? Otto Porter could have went number one. It was just not a good draft. I mean, this is, I'd like to see young players come into a man.